Blog Talk Radio.
No!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Almighty King, to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We bless you today, O Father God. We bless you today, O God, in the name of Jesus, God of heaven and God of earth, the one who made all things good. Oh, we bless you today, and we thank you, Father God. You said everything you made was good, and we agree that everything that you made is good in Jesus' name. We thank you, O God, that you are the great King, the Lord God Almighty, and that we could call on you morning, noon, and night. We can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and holy name. And you hear and you answer, O God. No one has an arm like you. Lord, you are full of power. You are full of might. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy. We bind up form void and say, we plead the blood of Jesus over boys to men, girls to ladies, and every person associated with it, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, that no weapon that is formed against us will prosper. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O Lord, that your arm is mighty, and your hand is strong, and your right hand is high. Stretch out your arm and deliver us and rid us out of all our bondages, O God. In the name of Jesus, let fear and dread come upon the enemy by the greatness of your arm until we pass over in Jesus' name. Favor us, O God, and let your light bring, or let your right arm bring us into our possession, O God. In the name of Jesus, break Rahab in pieces and scatter our enemies, your enemies, O God, with your strong arm. Let your hand establish us and let your strength, let your arm strengthen us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your right hand, your holy arm, that gives us victory, O God. Show lightning down, your arm, against our enemies, O God. We trust in your arm for our salvation, Father God. Awake, awake, and put on strength, O God. O arm of the Lord, awaken the ancient days. Cut Rahab and wound the dragon, O God. May bear, Makoshe, make bare your holy arm in the sight of all nations, O God. And let your flesh see your, let all flesh see your salvation, Father God. Show strength with your arm and scatter the proud. Reveal your arm unto us, O God, that we might know your strength and your power in Jesus' name. And Father God, we appreciate your presence today as never before. I lift up every family represented on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies today. And we thank you, O God, for salvation, heal and deliverance in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are a mighty God and an awesome King. We thank you that you are powerful in all your ways. There's no God like you, Jehovah. No God like you. None can compare to how great you are. None can compare to how awesome you are. So, Father God, you know everything going on in the world today. Nothing is secret. Nothing is hidden from you, O God. So, Father God, we lift up those states in the north that are going through blizzards, storms, winter storms, twisters, O God. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, by your high right hand, to send a warmth in every household, O God. Provide food and warm clothing, O God. Even where the heat is gone out, let the warmth of your high right hand and your strong arm be upon everybody in those homes, O God, in the northern areas. Father God, in the name of Jesus, move by your spirit, Father God. Provide warm food for them. Provide everything that they need, O God. Provide healthy, warm food, warm drinks, O God. Warm water, warm tea, Father God. Whatever their body needs, Provide, Father God. Provide healing, O God. Be with the elderly in those areas, Father God. Oh, strengthen their bodies. Comfort them. Keep them warm, O God. Be with the babies, even those that are being born in this hour, O God, in that cold weather, Father God. I thank you for warmth in the rooms where they're being born. I thank you for the doctors and the nurses, O God. I bind up mistakes. In the name of Jesus, I say the babies will be born according to your will, your plan. They will be healthy babies. We claim those babies for your kingdom today. Those babies will honor you and give you glory. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for those babies being healthy and strong. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the warmth, the emergency vehicles running with the snow plows, taking care of the streets, Father God. I thank you that people don't have to go out because they have everything they need in their home, flashlights, backup, emergency plans, oh God. In the name of Jesus, rescue those who are homeless off the street. Oh, Father God, I thank you for the shelters that you have ready for them, oh God, and the food ready for them. We thank you for equipment all over, Father God. Those who need to be rescued out of their homes, we bind up those icicles in Mirko, excuse me, off the streets, off the electric lines, and we say, Makorarabaka, melt. Everything, Father God, melt the ice, melt the snow. Let the sunshine shine through, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for warmth throughout the cities, oh God, in the homes, in the hospitals, in the workplaces, everywhere, in the schools, oh God. In the name of Jesus, those children that are not able to go to school, Father God, I thank you for the education that their parents are giving them about you. I decree and declare that the children will be trained and taught of you, O God, every day from the time they get up to the time they go to bed, not only in those regions that are cold, but throughout the United States of America. I decree and declare that prayer will come back in the schools, that guns will not come in the schools anymore. We bind up every Bukunamakab territorial demon over the schools, oh God, throughout America, throughout the world. We say our children would not be shot up anymore, that was the last time. In the name of Jesus, we say prayer will come back. We invite you to come back in our schools, in the public schools, in the private schools, in the Christian schools, in every school throughout the nation and the world. We say that you, Mokorarabaka, will be honored in the schools again, and the devil is kicked out. In Jesus' name, we say they will be taught of you. Our children will be taught of you and trained in your ways, like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Even in our homes in America, our children will be taught of you. You said in your word, teach them from the time they get up in the morning to the time they go to bed at night. Teach them in the gate, out the gate, when they're up, when they're in the way. Teach them and train them your ways, O God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that our children shall live and not die and declare your mighty works. We decree that prayer and Bible reading will come back in the school, and you are welcome in every school in the nation, O God. Satan, you are not welcome in our schools. You are not welcome in our neighborhoods. You are not welcome in our homes. Our homes are places where God, Jesus, resides. Have your way, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, O God, for being a mighty and a faithful God. Well, good evening. This is Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We welcome each of you. We thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G. And I thank God for each of you. I pray blessings upon each of you. Blessings, abundant blessings, abundant blessings. As we close out this year and go into another year, we thank God for life and life more abundantly. So we're thanking God ahead of time for what he's going to do in 2013. We look forward to it with great anticipation. You know, he's a God of honor. He's a God of integrity. And he knows what we need, even when we ask him for things. If he's a good father, if they're not good for us, trust me, he's not going to give it to us. He's not going to give it to us. He's going to give us according to his plan for our lives. So, you know, we can beg and plead, and sometimes he'll, you know how you do, you give in to your children, even though it's not good and sometimes it's harmful. But, you know, I say, Lord, give us what we need, and the things that we ask for that are not good, we ask you not to grant them to us, oh God. You know, today we honor God, we honor him as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And, you know, we thank God for our president of this United States, President Obama, and his wife and family, their extended family. We thank God for our leaders of the nation, and we pray that they are godly leaders, that they are leaders that will lead this country in such a way that our country will be blessed, that they would lead our country in such a way that our country will be blessed and highly favored of God. So I thank God for each of you today. I thank God in the name of Jesus for all of you who came on today. Someone came on. I'm not sure who it is. They pressed one. Hello?
Praise the Lord, Master Carissa. Evangelist Cheryl.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
This is Evangelist Cheryl.
Oh, good, good.
How you doing? I just wanted to say hi and happy holidays. Hope you and Aunt Mildred is okay, and just keep praying for me and a little prophetess.
All right, you text me your phone number later, and I'll speak with you a little bit later. But thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome.
All right. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we agree with your plan today, and I thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing. And, Father, your word says in Psalms 102, if you have your Bibles out, you can read along with me as I read aloud. So Psalms 102 says, hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto you. Hide not your face from me in the day when I'm in trouble. Incline your ear unto me in the day when I call. Answer me speedily, O God, for my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as in hearth. So I thank God for his word. His word is true. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day long. Mine enemies reproach me all the day long, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread and mingled my drink with weeping because of thine indignation and thy wrath, for thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shall endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time of her favor, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. Excuse me. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From the heaven did the Lord behold the glory, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem. When the people are gathered together and the kingdom to serve the Lord, he awakened my strength in the way. He shortened my days. I said, oh, my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old hast thou laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment, as a vesture. Thou shalt change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of the servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. I thank God for his mighty word. His word, I honor his word as he honors his word above his name. And I thank God for Jesus. He is the way. He is the word. So I thank God for all that he's doing for us today. You know, we are honored today. We have a guest speaker today. She's from Jacksonville, Florida. She's a mighty woman of God. She's an international speaker. She also does crusades, and she travels throughout America and out of the country. So God has given her many gifts, many talents. Her name is Dr. Jean Clark. We are so happy to have her with us today. Good afternoon, Dr. Clark. How are you?
Doing good. How are you? It's blessed to be on the show today. I pray that everyone is doing good on this day.
Thank God for you. All right, amen. So we are ready to listen to the message that God gave you today. We're thanking God for you.
Well, I just thank God for the opportunity. I thank God that he woke us up this morning, and he gave us another morning, another day to go forth for his purpose. So I thank you for the opportunity, and I thank God for everybody that's out there listening. Whatever you have a need for, God is there to meet your needs. And God is large and in control. So everything you have need of, God's going to take care of it. We just believe and trust in him. Amen? So I wanted to go ahead and start this message here. God has really put a lot in my heart, and I love what you have here. And it's from boys to men and girls to ladies. And the main thing is train up a child in the way they should go. When he is old, he will not depart from that. And that is Proverbs 22:6, which is in your program as well. This really speaks to my heart because my mother trained me up in the way I should go. I was raised in a church, Pentecostal, all my life. I grew up in Charleston, South Carolina. I saw camp revivals, saw miracle signs and wonders, saw people run and shout, dance in the Holy Ghost. But yet, in that environment, I still went through situations. I went through things within the family. I went through things within abuse of different natures. And we all have gone through many things. But what I want to encourage the parents today and the families together today, that if you pray together, you stay together. And that no matter what you're going through, no matter what it looks like, that your children are out and about, and you don't know where they may be, I just tell you just to keep on praising the Lord and believing. So as I grew up, I just wanted to share a little bit of the testimony because this your program speaks so deeply to my heart because of a praying mother who had faith to believe, no matter what she saw, that God would bring her children in. I'm one of 12 children. I'm number 11. And though the enemy came in to destroy us all at some point in time, the prayers of a righteous woman or man availeth much. Your prayers, I want to tell the parents, your prayers for your children availeth much. The righteous availeth much. And even though your children may come and they may go, the way we teach our children is training the children up in the way they should go. There's times that the enemy's going to come in, just like he did in my life. I saw things sometimes that I didn't agree with that were going on even in the churches, and a lot of people see that in today because God is in the church, but sometimes flesh is in the church. So the world pulled on all us siblings, all my siblings and myself, just like they're doing right now on the children. He's pulling on the young people the movies, the videos, the TV programs, all these things, the video games, all these things are causing the minds of the young people and adults to become numb. And it's such an importance for you to train your children in the way they should go so they will go from boys to men and from girls to ladies. It all has to do with beginning at home. And some children, they don't have a home life to lean upon that strong. But if you know someone around you that doesn't have a mother or father, you can be that example for them. So as I went through my childhood years and continued in the way of the path that my mother had for me, yet the world was pulling and things were, you know, abuse was contradicting the things that I was raised. It was a pull. And so I ran away from the church. So I want to encourage you, though your child may run, if you train them up in the way they shall go, they shall, when they're old, not depart from it. So God promised my mother something. Before she left this earth, he says, I promise you will see all your children in heaven. She passed away or graduated when I was 27 years old, back in 1968, 78. And yet didn't see but one of her children accept the Lord and walk in the way of the Lord. But she held fast to that promise. I want to encourage you, when God gives you a promise, mothers and fathers, hold fast to it. When God gives you a promise, even about your destiny, and even your spiritual children, that you will train up in the way they should go, God has given you a promise. It's very important to believe the promise of God. God is not a God that he would lie. What he has spoken to us shall come to pass. Many of you out there know that the enemy is coming to bring discouragement and say it's not going to happen. But God is the one that has the speech. He's the one that's in control. What's happened to these generations that now has been opened up is not something that just started. It started way back when they took Bible out of the school, when they took prayer out of the school, and continued to filter down into the workplaces. This is what has brought our society to a dangerous place. But God is still in control, and prayer still avails much. I want to tell you something about Hebrews 6, 17 and 18. It's about the promise God gives you for your children. It's about the promise that God has for your destiny, young person. It's about whatever God tells you, that you go from a boy to a man and from a girl to a lady. A lady carries herself well. A man carries himself well. It's just not a person out there that carrying themselves well. A true man of God, a woman of God, carries himself like a lady or like a man. Hebrews 6 says, wherein God, in verse 17, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto his heirs, a promise, the immutability of counsel, confirmed by an oath. God has given you a promise. He has given you an oath. Listen to verse 18, if you will. That by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for our refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. God has given my mother a promise. God has given some of you mothers and dads out there a promise. God has given you children and young people a promise of vision and purpose and of growth. When God gives you a promise, he also gives you an oath, for it is impossible for God to lie. This day, I want you to hold fast to what God has promised you. God has promised you your seed would inherit the earth. God has promised you that your seed would go forth and bear much fruit. We believe the promise of God no matter what we see. My mother went on without seeing the fulfillment, but yet in our hearts, held fast to the promise and the oath that God gave her. She trained her children in the way they should go. She didn't stop. She didn't slack up. She used the rod and spared not the child. But God, in love, God has got to use love to break through the barriers this day. It can't be done in harshness. It can't be done in anger. That's important, to love your children, and children love your parents. But always remember, when God gives you a promise about your children, and children remember, and young people remember, when God gives you a promise, it too. When you're walking in the ways of God, he will bring that promise to pass. I'm just excited to be able to share, because on down as the years went on, the prayers of the righteous mother continue to avail much. The training of my righteous mother continues to avail us much. I see it in a daily basis. And you know what? When you've got a promise from God and God's told you something and you've got it in your heart that you want to see your child walk in a great destiny, God still has even a greater destiny than what we can even envision. In my life, mother said, well, she'll get saved and come back to the Lord and fully encounter, but I ran away from things for a purpose. It's because some things that were in there were not good. But God is saying, hold fast. I bring you back into the good land. I bring you back into a place, and I will touch you and fulfill you and save you and stir up. And I'll take you greater than even what your parents may know. Parents know the vision that you have for your children. God's going to even do greater in these last days. This is a time of greatness. This is a time of fullness. This is a time for us to go forth and reproduce in the natural, the children trained up in the right way, but reproduce those spiritual children as well. Many spiritual children out there are lost. They're waiting for somebody to come tell them and train them from a child to grow up. In 1 Peter, it talks here in chapter 2, verse 2, as newborn babes desire sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Young lady, young man, it's the word of God, the milk of God's word, that will truly grow you up. We must grow strong and grow up in the word of God and listen to his word. He says, my word will be a voice behind you when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. There's many voices out there. And as a young person being trained up in the admonition of the Lord, we must speak into their lives the positive things that will cause them. Tell them the greatness that are in them. We don't want the parents that will come in and speak, that will speak things, but sometimes we have negativity and we don't mean to. But children, know that your parents are trying to do good with you. They are trying to change you. They're trying to grow you up strong so that you can stand on your own feet. This generation, like I said, that's come is so difficult now for the young people. And I'm not taking up for anything they do, but it's so difficult. Our world is so different from what I grew up in and most of us grew up in. It's more important now to train and love and love and bring godly correction and instruction to the children and the young people nowadays so they can grow up and be strong. Teaching them the word and giving them the milk of the word until they can stand on their feet. Because many times they're not ready for the meat of the word. It's the milk that they would thrive on. A babe, just like it's young and it's nursing, it's nursing on milk. God has greatness in your life and in your children's life. And I want to tell you again that when God gives you a promise, hold fast to that promise. This is the time that God's telling me that we got to be like John the Baptist. It says in Luke 1, verse 17, we're talking about John the Baptist. When the angel came to Zechariah, and Elizabeth was barren, and he said, you shall have a son, Elizabeth shall have a son, verse 17, and he shall go forth before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. These are the days that God is calling the fathers to turn their hearts back to their children and turn the children's heart back to their fathers. This is also the day that God is raising up spiritual mothers and natural mothers to turn their hearts back to the young ladies, the girls, so they can grow up, and the young girls back to the mothers so they can grow up in strength and wisdom. The Bible also says, let the older women teach the younger ones. And this is our duty. This is our responsibility to walk in love. And when I think about years ago, how we used to sit down and have these dinners, and I love Christmas and Thanksgiving because it's a time that we bring the children and the young people back together and the families back together once again. But what's happened over the years of generations past, things have changed. Everybody's too busy. We don't eat breakfast together, lunch and dinner, and it's a time, God said, to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the children back to the fathers. This is a time for the older women to train the girls like never before because we live in perilous times. But God is raising up an army of young people, have been tested and tried, and people that have gone through the fire, and God is preparing a mighty army in these end times. He's preparing a John the Baptist out there. Those who will go forth and say, I see you out there. I come to baptize you in water, but there's one coming mightier than I that will baptize you with the Holy Ghost. God is calling forth unity, because unity, even in the body of Christ and brethren, is like the oil that flows down the beard of Aaron. And where there is unity, God commands a blessing. Families, in these last days, as we approach these last days, perilous times, we know greatest time to ever be alive is right now. Because we're going to see so many miraculous things done in the midst of the darkness. You're going to see your children suddenly transformed. And when God got a hold of my life, he transformed me suddenly. And within 2 years, I was on the mission field. I was preaching in the streets and in the hospitals. I couldn't get enough because that seed had been planted. That prayer had been planted. And God's promise came to pass. But it came to pass greater than what my mother ever anticipated, greater than what she envisioned, all because of sowing her seed and believing. No matter what she saw, she held fast to the promise. I'm here to tell you again, hold fast to the promise what God has for you. Hold fast to what God has for your children and know that God is going to move in your life. I want to give you another scripture here, and this is in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Let me read this another way. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, and I understood as a child. I thought as a child, but when I became a woman, I put away childish things. Man, woman, we know the word means both. We can no longer deal in the child's play. That when God calls us up, he saves us, he fills us. He says, now it's time to put away the childish and foolish things. It's time to be about my Father's business. It's time, because I'm calling you to go forth and reproduce more seed and reproduce life. God's got such greatness. Troubles everywhere, God's everywhere. God's everywhere in the midst. We just claim that God will bring forth and do forth in your lives what he has promised. We claim that God will come forth and do forth in the lives of your children as well. This is a time, like I said, to cry out to God and believe, no matter what you see, that all things are possible. And God will move in a way like he's never moved before. Doesn't matter what people say. Doesn't matter what people think. What matters is we have that hope. As the word says a while ago in Hebrews 6, that hope that he has set before us, that he has given us that promise, and he has given us that oath, and we know that God is going to use everything for his glory, that all things work together for good for those who call to the Lord and love the Lord. So sometimes some of the mothers might have a child that may go off in the prison or may go over here, may be hurt or wounded or whatever. We know that what the enemy meant for God, bad, God already meant for good. And God's going to turn it around. And we got to believe that. We got to believe that your prayers, no matter what, is going forth, sending out ministering angels and bringing your children into where they need to be. I believe it. Because I've seen it happen in my life. I've seen it happen one by one into my sibling's life. That promise that God made to her ears has come to pass. Step by step, precept upon precept, God's word will come to pass. This is a time to hold fast. In the times that may be shaken, this is a time to train them. Train those sons and daughters. Train those young people to be mighty men and women of God. To go forth and take this land and possess the land just like Joshua. For all the land is before you and your children. And God says, go forth and possess that land. We must possess the land in these days. The enemy is warring, trying to take this land. But God has given us the authority. He's given us all the authority to speak into the atmosphere and send things forth, and it shall be. I pray that this day that this word will encourage you. If you have a young person in your life, a child, a son, a daughter, even nieces and nephews that are struggling, that God has given you the strength and the faith to hold fast, to get a hold of the horns of the altar and not let go, to see their purpose, their destiny to become fulfilled, that they would grow from that babe, from that child, put away the childish things into that man and lady that God has created to be. He also said he took Ephraim by the hand and he taught Ephraim to walk. We all become as children to drink milk, to walk. First we had to learn to walk. But when God opens up this word to you young people, when he opens up the purpose that he has, you will walk, you will talk, you will begin to drink the milk, but then you will graduate to eating the meat. It is time to go forth as a mighty army, and God has purpose. I pray today that this word, like I said, it has encouraged you to hold fast, to train as many children. You may see a neighbor's child not being trained, and God may put it on your heart to see that young girl become a lady. And that young man or that young boy that may be headed into trouble, something that you may do, something that you may say can capture his heart for the glory of God and turn his life totally around. We never know when there's another T.D. Jakes or Billy Graham right around the corner in our neighborhood or next door. It may be that drug dealer down on the end of the road that God's going to get a hold of and take his life and touch his heart with his finger. But this is what we got to believe, that God is going to change in these last days all of this darkness that is coming, that we be the light that God has created us to be. And then glorious darkness is going to fill the earth. But God says his glory will be seen upon you to reproduce, to plant seed, reproduce, and to nurture and to water that seed, that God will bring it to pass. So I thank you for the opportunity today. I know that God says that he has set so many people out there as pillars to stand strong for the young people. Parents, don't give up on your children. Speak to them in love. Speak to them with authority. Teach and train them. Show them. Tell them. You can continue to use testimony. How now, after struggling years ago, I was touched suddenly. No one came to me. It was the Spirit of the living God that drew me. And once I had an encounter, I was no longer of this world. I was in it, but not of it. And this is what's going to happen. God is going to bring a road to Damascus encounter to your children, that they turn around 160 all the way around. They turn around and they change their life 180 instead of a 360. They turn around and face the opposite direction, totally change, transform their life, their participation in what they do. Everything about their whole being is transformed instantly because that's what happened to me. And I believe there's thousands and hundreds of thousands of people that God is, and even more than that, who knows how many God has a road to Damascus encounter that would transform not only their life, but reproduce throughout the whole world. Being sent to other nations, getting ready to go to Honduras on January the 11th, and I'll be gone for almost a month. And I said, God, just use me for your glory. When we come to the point that we said, God, just like this program today, it's all for your glory, God. Jesus to encourage someone when they're in the spirit. Jesus, Lord, to lay hands on the sick when they're sick, Lord God, and you will heal them. Jesus, Lord, to speak wholeness and a word to him who is weary. Let us speak in that due season. Young people, I've seen young people lay hands on others. I've seen them grow as soon as they got filled with the Holy Ghost and begin to prophesy and lay hands on people in the fire of God. It doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are, God can still use you. I pray that this will encourage you to go forward. I want to read one more scripture. It's in Acts, and then I'm going to turn it over to my sister Jean. Acts 2:37-38. It says, now that they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter, to the rest of the apostles, men and brothers, what must we do to be saved? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized. You've got to be baptized. Of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is what I want to focus on. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. This promise, another promise, God quoted it. He confirms his word of his promise to you and your children. From boys to men, from girls to ladies. Turn the hearts back to the families, to one another. For those children who are near and far off, no matter where they may be, God knows, and God will touch. So we're here if you need prayer. I'm going to turn it over to Sister G and let her take it from here. I pray that God has touched your life. If you have any questions or you want any prayer, we'll let Sister G lead this in the end, and we'll go follow her direction from here. But God bless you, and I pray that this has touched your heart today.
Amen, amen. I thank God for the word. I thank God for the word of God that was brought by Dr. Jean Clark today. It was a mighty word. The title was Families That Pray Together, Stay Together. And, you know, God is an awesome God. I don't know, a lot of you have been on here for, you know, a couple of years. And God, you know, he reconfirms his word, almost exactly the same message she gave today. I've been giving it over the last 2 or 3 years. So I thank God for the word, because he really confirmed his word today through Dr. Jean Clark. I thank God for, you know, her testimony of how she grew up in a family of 12 and how her mother prayed and prayed and prayed, how her mother prayed. Her mother lived in the secret place. That's where we have to live for our children. We got to live in the secret place for our children. And, you know, like she said, you know, the world pulls on our children. But we decree and declare that the world will not be the cosmocrator, that devil. He won't be appealing to our children. Our children are going to be like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We're speaking it forth now. They will be faithful to God all the days of their lives. They will not be attracted by the world. They'll be like John the Baptist, as she said, they will be different children. This generation coming up, they bold. Look at them out there. They bold on the street. They bold everywhere they go. They're a bold generation. They're a generation who, you say, baby, look, I can't figure this code out right here. Can you do that? Yes, indeed. They just, like the Bible says, they will be weaker but wiser. They are so wise. Even if you listen to some of the little ones, what they tell you, they're prophets now. We got little ones that are prophets coming up in this generation. So when your child tells you, sometimes you have to take a double look. What you say, baby? Oh, they're prophets out here. They're young, young prophets. So it's because of parents' prayers. Like Dr. Jean Clark said, the parents have been praying. You could tell the ones who've been praying because they prophets come out of their bellies. Prophets and apostles and pastors and teachers and evangelists, all the fivefold ministers, they're coming into this world now. They're going to be bold. I mean, they ain't scared of nothing. They are bold. They ain't scared of the devil. They tell the devil, you back up. This God's territory. You back up. You know, when they come around, lions shut their mouths because of the anointing on the children today. So I thank God that she touched on, you know, prayer coming back in the schools and how parents, you know, what promises God made to parents and so forth, and what promises God is, you know, when God make a promise, trust me, that promise is going to come to pass. God promised her mother that all of her children would be faithful. No more prodigal sons and daughters. We're calling them in today. Every prodigal child is coming back. Now, the children today, I don't believe they're going to be prodigal sons and daughters. I believe they're going to be faithful because the time is short, and God has much for their hands to do. He's already teaching them how to fight the good fight of faith. He's teaching them how to war their fingers to war and their hands to fight. They come in here like soldiers, men and women of valor. They come in here like that. They're ready to fight. And I'm not talking about a physical fight with the knives. I'm talking about a spiritual. They are fighting the spiritual battles.
Thank you, Lord.
The children are on their knees at an early age. At an early age. I'm telling you, I teach Sunday school. I started a couple of months ago. My youngest is 4 years old. You should hear that child pray. Should hear these children pray. They can pray now. Their parents have taught them how to pray. They live in the secret place. 4 years old. Some of them, my oldest is about 8 years old, but every one of them can pray. They were praying before I started teaching them. So prayer went forth for them while they were in the womb, and they come here praying. So I thank God today for the word that went forth. That mighty word, that seed that was planted today. And like she said, you know, our children, you know, they start out on milk, but they grow quick from boys to men and girls to ladies. You know, we've been talking about that. That's our, she even had our scripture down, 1 Corinthians 13:11. That is our base scripture. When I was a man, I thought as a man. When I was, you know, like, a child. When I was a child, I thought as a child. But when I become a woman or a man, I put away childish things. Now, don't you know a lot of our children are skipping childhood? They have so much responsibility now. They are growing up quick, and they are prepared to fight the good fight of faith. Their parents are teaching them how to dwell in the secret place, how to dwell in the prayer closet. They're dwelling in it now. Now, you know, we've been studying, and we're going to do a little short study today. We have been studying for the last 2 or 3 weeks in Psalms 18. So if you have your word, turn to Psalms 18. And, you know, it starts out when David talks to the Lord. I don't know, but David, you know, he had a special relationship with the Lord. When it says that he was the apple of his eye, he ran hard after God. I mean, he ran after him. He thirsts for God, for the living God. I ain't talking about these little gods out here like we, you know, we have these little gods that we just kind of put before God. But I'm talking about he thirsts for the living God. He says, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. He knew where his strength came from. He knew he didn't have strength on his own. He said, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. Now, we're going to go. We're going to be studying in verse 5 today, but I'm going to read down to verse 5. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Now listen to this. The sorrows of death compass me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. So, you know, David was going through something, a horrendous something. Just like we go through things, people of old went through things. So when you go through something, you call on the Lord. Remember to read Psalms 118 to get your strength. God is your refuge. David said, you know, I love you, O Lord, my strength. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The rock. You know, he's my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, the buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call. We got to call upon the Lord in this hour, who's worthy to be praised. And so shall I be saved from who? From my enemies, my God. Yeah, we got enemies, the enemies of God who fight against us. They don't want us to live out all our days, but God said, no, you're going to live out all your days. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. So he's talking about hell. You know, he was concerned. He said, the sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. So we're going to study a little bit on Psalms 18:5. Hell, the grave or the unseen state of man. Deuteronomy 32:22. For a fire is kindled in my anger and shall burn unto the lowest hell and shall consume the earth with her increase and shall set on fire the foundations of the mountains. 2 Samuel 22:6. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, and the snares of death prevented me. Job 11:8. It is as high as heaven, what canst thou do? Deeper than hell, what canst thou know? Job 26:6. Hell is naked before him, and destruction has no covering. Psalms 9:17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Psalm 16:10. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Psalms 18:5. Same one we just read. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, and the snares of death prevented me. The ropes of death had become tangled around me. The torrents of destruction had overwhelmed me. The ropes of the grave had surrounded me. The clutches of death had confronted me. David said, I felt like I was about to die. I felt death was so close to me, I felt as if it were wrapped around me, and I couldn't escape it. Destruction was about to take me over and take me out of this world. It was as though cords, like a rope, were all over me. Death had such a tight hold on me, it was staring me in the face, and it caught a hold of me. I didn't know which way to turn. Every way I turned, death was right there, close to me. Trouble. I had trouble breathing, trying to catch my breath. This thing was so real in the midst of all that death was trying to do to me. I refused to give in to it. Nothing or no one could help me because no one knew what to do to help me. So through all this turmoil, David said, I was going through. I called on my Lord, my Savior, my Deliverer, my God. I called on my Savior, my Deliverer, my God. And I was so blessed. He heard me out of his temple. My voice was so loud in such pain from the distress I was facing because my God heard my cry, the sorrows of death. He heard it. I was going through. He heard with his very own ears. Nobody relayed the message to him. I didn't call on him, or I didn't call him on the phone or text him a text message or email or a telegram to him. I used my voice, and I cried to him, and he heard me with his own ears. He heard me with his own ears. So we got to shut down everything, get in the secret place, and call to God. And he's no respecter of persons. Just like he heard David, he's going to hear us. Now, next week, we're going to be studying Psalms 18, and it's still in that verse 5. Crying unto God. That verse deals with a lot of things. We're taking it verse by verse. That verse deals with a lot of things. Verse 5. David talked about how he felt like, you know, he was, you know, caught up. Death was all over him. But when he cried unto God, he cried unto God. He didn't just say, oh, God, would you help me? No, he cried, Lord, I need your help. Lord, where are you, Lord God? I'm seeking you, Lord God. I need you, Lord. Tears, I'm sure, was coming out his eyes. He was crying unto his God. He didn't let up until God answered and heard his cry. God will hear your cry the same way. You're going through something, trying times, trouble don't last always. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe in me. For in my Father's house were many mansions, Jesus said. If it wasn't true, I wouldn't have told you that. I'm not a man that I should lie. God is the essence of truth. And when you need him, call on him. But let me tell you something. Get to know him before trouble comes. Because you don't want him to say, who is that calling me? I ain't never heard him before. Don't wait till trouble comes. Let God know your voice. God knew David. God heard David. Don't be a stranger to God. Let him hear your voice. Let him know who you are. Crying unto him. Don't come as a stranger. Come as a child of the Most High God. Let him know you need him. You know, we can't make it in this hour without God. Look at the news, all the things that are happening on the news. It'll make you run into the prayer closet. It'll make you dwell there and stay before God. So as I said, next week we're going to be studying further. We're going to start here next week. We'll be on next Thursday as the Lord leaves. If the Lord say the same thing, it'll be 2013. If he say we'll be on, we'll be on. So, you know, God is the author and finisher of our faith. He say who lives and he say who goes. So, you know, we got to be faithful to our Father. And we thank him, you know, for all that he's doing. It is prayer time. On boys to men, girls to ladies. You know, sometimes I say the name of the other show, but boys to men, girls to ladies is Thursdays. Bible Storyland is Saturdays, and we do both of them. So I thank God for them. You know, once we accept Jesus as Lord, you know, we gotta first we gotta accept him as Lord. And he said in his word in Romans 10:9, if we confess him with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead, we will be saved. Isn't that great? He ain't saying, now look, you got to go down to the river, turn around three times. He didn't tell us all that. He said all you got to do is confess with your mouth. He ain't say you got to stand on your head. He ain't say you got to go on in this building and do all the, something simple. Confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and you will be saved. Now, you know, once you get saved, you got to remain saved. Some people go back into the world and they get caught out there and get called away from the earth, but you want to not backslide. You want to stay close to God. Look at the times and the season. You got to know God and you got to hear his voice as never before. Suppose there's going to be a storm and God said, get out your house now. You got to hear his voice and be able to move. You can't just get stuck. You got to move. But if you're in a backslidden condition, that means you're not spending time in a secret place. You're not hearing his voice. You're not studying his word, which he commands of us. He says, study. He didn't say, I want you to think about studying. He didn't say, well, you know, if you decide to turn the TV off today and study. He said, no. Study to show yourself approved, a workman of God that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We got to please God. You know, he's the one who created us. He's the one who's going to take us back home with him. So we got to please him. Anyone requesting prayer, press 1. Press 1.
Hello?
Yes.
Who's calling for prayer? What was your name, young man?
No, this is Sister Gia. It's no one yet, okay. But I'm just asking who wants to have prayer.
Okay.
All right, someone, Gia, press 1 here. Hold on. All right, hold on. Okay, good evening, Brother David. How you doing?
I am blessed and grateful and happy that God loves me.
I know that's right.
I need prayer for my in-laws. They're visiting and they were snoring through the program. Just to let you know. But
don't you be embarrassed, them, Brother David.
Well, I would be on their behind because I had to keep yelling at them and keep them awake. I don't know what they've been doing all day. But on a serious note, last Saturday I had a coworker pass named Kevin at work on the job, fell down and passed. And, you know, we never know when our time is going to come. And he's such a bright, positive person. In fact, I went fishing with him a couple of times on Jack's Pier. You know, me and my family. And I normally don't hang out with people with my family around coworkers. But we went on several occasions. I caught my first fish about 4 years ago out there with Kevin. And I just would like extra prayers for his family to be uplifted during these grieving moments. And, you know, a lot of times it bothers you when, you know, positive people, inspirational people leave this earth sooner than you expect. Of course, we know God's in control, but You need to cherish every positive person that you encounter in your life because, you know, they are a jewel. They are a precious jewel because there's so many negative people. So I would just like to lift his family up in prayer at this grieving time.
All right. Anybody else need prayer? Press 1. Press 1. Hey, Miss Liddell.
Hey, darling, how you doing?
Is it any snow in Appleton, Georgia?
Oh, ma'am, it's cold. And
cold,
raining.
Yeah.
And raining.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, you need prayer today?
Yes, ma'am. We all need prayer. Every day of our lives, we need prayer. And I thank you for praying for me and my family and friends that been going through bereavement right now, 2 or 3 of them, you know, right now. I'm being paralyzed today and Saturday, so I just ask prayer for the family that God would help them accept, you know, the changes, whatever it is, because God still is able.
Amen. Well, we thank you, Miss Liddell. Miss Liddell, you got a birthday coming up in March. You'll be 91, huh?
Yes, ma'am, if the Lord say so.
Amen. We look
if the Lord say so.
Amen, amen, if the Lord say so. Okay,
yeah.
Hold on, Miss Liddell. I got somebody else here. Cheryl. Cheryl. Sister Cheryl.
Yes. Oh, I didn't know you were talking to me. Praise the Lord, Minister Carissa. I'm blessed and highly favored. I've been studying every morning with the saints and reading the word every morning. We're praying at 5 and doing the broadcast. God's been truly blessing me and all prophetess. Just wanted to ask for prayer in our neighborhood. There's been a lot of shootings. We moved, but, you know, you can't always know, you know, where you're going and what people are doing in their homes. A lot of addictions, a lot of the enemy coming up against me because just simply who I am. And even though I didn't do anything, the devil really came at me where I'm living. But I'm standing. And I'm standing for God. As I said, the ministry is really, really blowing up to the glory of God. And I'm enjoying the prayer with the mothers every morning online. And we're studying the Word of God. And just asking for prayer for me and little prophets and for my bishop, John Nelson, who has been really sick. He usually comes to see us once a month, but he's been really sick. He had surgery on his foot. And I believe they cut some of the foot. And I've just been really holding him up in prayer as well with the mothers and just prayer and strength for God to intervene in my situation, my housing.
Okay. How is Deborah doing?
She's blessed. She's doing really good, Master G. She read in her FUQA. They said she passed the benchmark. She's reading at 131 words per minute. And the teacher told me before the break she's doing really good. And I just thank God for that, you know.
How old is she now?
She's 8, going on 9 in next month, next year, excuse me, this year coming.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much. Anybody else need prayer? Press 1. Is it you're having a blizzard in Boston, Sister Cheryl?
It was a lot of rain. It was really like this morning. I could hear the winds just blowing up against the windows, and I heard our downstairs door was just slamming. I thank the Lord that it didn't crack the window. It did in the sandy storm, but it was just a lot of rain. So it wasn't really too much snow or anything. We had a little light snow on Christmas. I thought we were going to get a lot of inches, but we didn't.
Okay, all right. Okay, Dr. Jean, are you going to pray, or you want me to pray, or how would you like to do? Hello? Dr. Clark? She may have stepped away from the phone. I don't hear her right now.
I'm here. I had it on mute because I was praying. If you want to start, Sister Jean, I'll come in behind you.
Okay. All right. I'm going to pray for each person first that asked for prayer.
Okay.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you that you are awesome God and that you hear and you answer prayers. And so, Father God, today we lift up your son, David. Emmanuel, we thank you for that great man of God. And, Father, I thank you for our families visiting. Their families are visiting them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for anyone in the household who's not well. We lift them up before you, Father God. We bind up the hand of the enemy that would try to bring any kind of stomach condition, any high blood pressure, diabetic condition, any male, any female problem. Father God, we thank you for all that you're doing on their behalf. And Father, you know, many things are happening as we grow older, oh God. Many people seem to lose their lives more and more. So, Father God, we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to comfort and strengthen his co-workers' family, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father, you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And I pray salvation upon his entire family, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, nobody can comfort like you. So comfort each and every family member, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we bless and honor you. We give you thanks. We give you glory. We give you praise. And, Father, I thank you for Miss Ludell, the 90-plus years you have given Miss Ludell, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for what you're doing in Miss Ludell's family. I thank you for her seed and her seed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and even those that are to be born, oh God, I pray hedge around them, Lord God. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will continually watch over them, protect them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen Miss Ludell's bones, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, I ask you to bless her family, her friends, and even those who are bereaved, that she knows, Father God. Comfort, strengthen every family, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing for Ms. Ludell. Sister Cheryl, oh God, who lives in Boston, where the weather is quite rainy, oh God. But Father God, you knew about it even before Sister Cheryl was born. I lift her and her daughter up, and I pray a hedge of protection around them. I thank you, oh God, for supplying every need being met. I thank you for the refrigerator full and running over, the cupboard full and running over with fresh food, plenty of water. In the name of Jesus, everything they need, oh God. Keep their bodies healthy and well. I lift up her dishes, by Bishop Nelson. In the name of Jesus, Merodaboko Shekandine Keshekorabaka, Ekunamaka, I thank you for healing virtue going throughout his body, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. And Father God, we pray against every territorial demon in that area where she lives and throughout Boston, throughout the state of Massachusetts. I thank you that you dwell in the name of Jesus. There's no place that you are not. In Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you for our neighborhoods being a safe place. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, Sister Clark, we ready?
Thank you, Father. I thank you for all these prayers that have been sent up, Lord God. And I thank you, God, for an expedient answer, Lord God, that suddenly, Lord God, when they were praying for Peter, Lord God, he showed up, Lord God. In the midst of the prayers, God, the prayers that developed much, Lord God. Father God, every person that's out there that's listening, Lord, and called in, Lord God, that need healing, Lord God. She's prayed for healing, Lord God, and we thank you for the miracle signs and wonders, even this day, God. We thank you, God, for salvation, God, that your word will be sent forth and it shall not return void. It shall encompass all that you have intended it to accomplish, Lord God. Oh, God, just as the rain comes down, never to return to the heavens again, and the snow comes down, never return again, so shall your word go forth, God. God, we thank you for the young people, God. We thank you, as my sister was prophesying in the atmosphere, they shall raise up their strong generation, God. The book of Joel says, Lord God, you're raising up a mighty army that will walk through the land, Lord God, and they will not thrust upon one another. They will not break rank, God. You are raising up a mighty army. God, we ask for protection in the neighborhood. We ask that America will once again turn our hearts towards you, God, fall on our knees, cry out to you, Lord, and you will heal our land. Right now, God, we thank you for deliverance in family members, Lord God, healing in family members, salvation, Lord God. We thank you for, Lord, even the saints that are suffering in their physical bodies, God, that you would touch them and make them whole, Lord. For the woman who has an issue of blood, pressed her way in and touched you, Lord, and you made her whole. God, we thank you for this program. We thank you for my sister G, God. We thank you for, Lord God, undergirding her against any attack, God. We thank you for my sister that's in the neighborhood, Lord, training with the Bible study. I hear the Lord said, do not despise small beginnings. God, we thank you, God, you're using them. Each and every one, touch our apostle, Lord, our bishop, Lord God. We thank you for, your Lord, touching your people, Lord. As the enemy is trying to wear the saints out, God, you have sent your ministering and warring angels to come in and lift us up, Lord. Even Daniel, when his knees were weakened, God, you sent in Gabriel, archangel, Lord God, to strengthen his weak knees. And God, we just pray right now for a life-changing encounter with somebody tonight, tomorrow, every breath that we take, Lord God. Let us be moving in your spirit, God. And we give you glory for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do. Lord, as we cross over into 2013, eye has not seen, nor ears heard what you're going to do in 2013. We thank you for the greatness, the hidden mysteries being revealed to your people, the hidden strength being raised up within inside of our very being to face whatever we have to encounter, but to conquer and proceed and to glorify your name, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you for everyone that's been on the program, God. You know every need, God, and you will meet that according to your riches and glory. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today for all that you've done for us, oh God. And Father God, as we approach a new year, we close out, as we close out 2012, we ask you to forgive us, Lord, for every sin that we committed, that we did not ask forgiveness of, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to restore us unto you, Father God, as families, as nations, oh God, as individuals, Father God. We honor and bless you and adore you, Father God. We thank you for this year. You have blessed us with abundant life. You have given us, oh God. We seek you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for wisdom, your wise counsel on how to live daily in the upcoming year of 2013. In the name of Jesus, we look forward to with great anticipation, O God, in the name of Jesus, of the coming closer to you in 2013 than ever before. We thank you for divine supplies, O God, excellent health and strength in our bodies, O God. We thank you for the ability, to hear your voice in 2012 in a greater measure than in 2013, O God. And Father God, 2012, the number means of 12 means perfection of government, O God. The 12 is the number of the church and even the 12 apostles, O God. And 2013, Father God, 13, the number is often seen as ill omen, representing hostility, rebellion, apostasy, defection, and corruption, O God. But Lord, we thank you for what you're going to be doing, even as we close out 2012, we thank you for this year within everything that occurred within 2012. Your word says everything that we are to give thanks, O God, for this is your will. So we thank you for everything that we went through in 2012, O God. Every time you saved us from destruction, we thank you, O God. Every time you gave us provisions, we thank you, O God. We thank you for the health and strength, for your supernatural protection. We thank you for strength for families, for friends. We thank you for our apostles, our prophets, our pastors, our evangelists, our teachers, O God. We thank you for our president of the United States and their families. Every city, O God, in the nation, we thank you, O God, for what you're doing, your high right hand, your strong arm over every city, Father God. We are grateful for your hand of mercy for directing our path. And, Father God, as we close out 2012, we give you glory, thanksgiving, and praise. We thank you ahead of time for 2013. We look forward to with great anticipation, O God, for the mighty things that you have planned for those who love you, O God. And no matter what the number 13 represents, you are still in control, O God. And we thank you, Father God. We bind up every omen in the name of Jesus. We bind up hostility. We bind up rebellion and apostasy in the name of Jesus. And we say, Father God, we will regard you and not evil, O God. We thank you, Father God, for rooting out evil out of our lives, O God, as never before. We thank you, Father God, for us coming closer to you, a higher call and a closer walk with you, Father God. We bind up the hostility that the enemy would try to bring upon us and our children. And we say, not so. We speak forth love, your abiding love, Father God. Every opposing thing to you, Father God, cut it down like a herb. Cut it down, O God, in the name of Jesus. We know that evil shall not continue. But God, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. In the name of Jesus, we bind up rebellion in our children, in the parents, in the adults, in the families. We bind up rebellion. We send it back to the pits of hell. In the name of Jesus, we say, obedience is our portion. We say obedience is our portion. We bind up apostasy. We say, not so. More people will come into the kingdom than ever before, and more people will stay in the kingdom. They will not leave. They will not oppose you, O God, but they will come to the saving knowledge of you, and they will be obedient. We speak forth obedience throughout the America, throughout the land. You said if your people who are called by your name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, that you will heal our land. So I thank you, Father God, that you are not a man that you should lie, and you are healing our land. Even as we speak, we thank you for it ahead of time. So as we close out, boys to men, girls to ladies, we thank you for walking with us today, talking with us, being a lamp and a light to our pathway in Jesus' holy name. Well, it's closing time on boys to men, girls to ladies, and I thank you for being with us this evening. We look forward to being with you on Thursday again. We will not be on Saturday, as it is the fifth Saturday, and we're closed that particular day. Have a God-filled evening, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget, praise the Lord your God and give him thanks and be obedient study the word to show yourself approved. God bless each of you. I love you. God loves you more. Look forward to speaking to you soon.
Amen.